Good morning all. Today is, what day is today? Friday. It's not raining, so that's good news. It's a little bit better out there. And today I wanted to respond to Simon and his boo about the new MacBooks and what stuff happened at the WWDC conference in San Francisco. The headline news was a new MacBook Pro, 15-inch with Retina display. They also updated the current MacBook Pros, which is a 13-inch and a 15-inch. They also updated those to the latest processors, USB 3, things like that. So we've now got three MacBook Pros on the market, the 13-inch, the 15-inch, and the 15-inch with Retina display. So it's a bit of a transition going on there, really. The old pair have DVD drives, the new one doesn't. The new one's much lighter, much better screen. Different fan in it as well, which is supposed to be less intrusive when it spins up. Apple also updated the MacBook Airs. They've now got more RAM. Yes, they now got 8 GB of RAM, and they've got better processors in them again, the new ones from Intel. So yeah, quite a big update for Apple. And Simon's gone and looked at a new MacBook Pro, and yes, the new screen is impressive, but he's not feeling compelled to rush out and buy one. And to me, this doesn't seem particularly surprising if you're a MacBook Air user. Or, well, always any user, sort of, if you've got a really current Mac, but certainly as a MacBook Air user, the MacBook Pro is big and heavy. And, you know, the screen might be good, but it's a big and heavy, loud, hot computer in comparison. Because MacBook Pros also have separate GPUs. So, yeah, I'm not totally surprised that Simon doesn't sort of want to rush out and buy one. From my point of view, I really do want to rush out and buy one. From my point of view, with my 2007 MacBook Pro 15-inch, the new MacBook Pro with Retina display is just about 60% of the height. It's about 70% of the weight. Its battery life is 6.5 hours longer than the current battery life on my computer. The screen is much better. Everything about it is much, much better. As you'd expect for a 5-year update in computing power. Problem for me, of course, is I don't actually have any money, so I can't go out and buy one. But if I had some money, I would definitely be out there and buying it. But yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? Because the MacBook Air is also quite compelling, but it doesn't have a separate GPU. So if I was to move to a MacBook Air, I would have to admit to myself that I'm not going to game anymore, because integrated GPUs just aren't good enough for gaming. And maybe that's right, maybe I just don't game anymore. I'd also have to consider the effect on aperture, though maybe it will be much less noticeable there, but aperture really it likes fast hardware, let's put it like that. It offloads a lot of stuff to GPU, so a good GPU is a requirement. And it's quite CPU intensive. So I also wonder whether having a MacBook Air would significantly, or I wouldn't get all the benefits compared to the MacBook Pro. So I don't know. I also like the bigger screen on the MacBook Pro. The MacBook Air is maybe a little bit small. I don't know. I keep saying I don't know. And I see that I'm running out of time. So this is a bit of a rambly boo, really. But I don't have the money for either. So until I do, it's a decision I don't have to make yet.